Blog Talk Radio.
If you have patience with me for about a month, I will have you so smart. Yes, I will have you so smart that you can tie them around your fingers.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I'm your host, Brother Jamil Muhammad, and welcome to Nothing But Elijah, a broadcast that is brought to you by CRO, the Coalition for the Remembrance of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And as a reminder, we will be celebrating our 37th annual Founders Day coming up on March the 10th at 5:30 p.m. in Chicago. If you'd like more information, please give us a call at 773-925-1600. Also, you can visit us on the web at www.croe.org. Brothers and sisters, also, don't forget to please support us at CRO Radio and CRO TV. It's part of our CRO Media program. You can see us live every Sunday at 2:30 Central Time and also on Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. television. And also, we stream live with a radio broadcast every Wednesday, brothers and sisters, at 2 p.m. as well on CRO Radio. So pleased that you all are joining us today. Again, this is Nothing But Elijah, and today we will be featuring the first part of an audio clip by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and this comes to you from the Crown Hotel, brothers and sisters. So please sit back, relax, and enjoy a conversation by our last messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
I would like to clarify some of the charges that have been made against my followers and myself. In the various presses, news items, we are being charged with teaching, black supremacy. Fact about it, we are being called black Muslims. I don't know how that name got around to us, because all Muslims are not really all black. We have some other than black. But we have been charged with teaching black supremacy. I don't know exactly what the people that is making this charge against us really mean. Whether they mean that we are teaching that the black man will rule after the white man, or whether they are using this kind of charge against us to make it appear that we want to do something of the nature of violence in America against the government. If they are referring to who shall rule after the white man rule, I think that's clear to you and I who shall rule after the white man. There is no alternative about that. We don't have another white race to rule. If the white race rule will terminate, we don't have any other to rule but the darker people of the earth. So I would like that this be made clear. We are not teaching that kind of teachings in that sense. Really, we are teaching that Islam will rule, the righteous people will rule after this wicked world rule has terminated. That is really what we are teaching. And we are not teaching the overthrow of the government or any government. Really, I have been missioned to teach my people in America the religion of Islam, and the knowledge of themselves and others. And with the knowledge of themselves and others, they make a better citizen in America and elsewhere than they have been without the knowledge of themselves. Maintain again that I'm teaching them to clean up themselves morally and spiritually, to make themselves acceptable by their own people and by any civilized people. We are not trying to do anything in the way of violence, allying ourselves on the side of those who would be saints. The thing that we are trying to do is trying to make ourselves a better people than we have been made. And this has caused a lot of misunderstandings and willfully charges of unimprovement that I am trying to teach my people to join any forces against America, or rather any enemies of America. We have not joined up with any forces that is the enemies of America. We are absolutely a little group of our own self, under the guidance of Almighty Allah, trying to make ourselves a better people. We desire separation. We desire a chance to go for ourselves as any other nation. We think that we have served America well for the past 400 years, and we would like to have the chance to do something for ourselves. We cannot forever live in America, 20 million people, and depend on the white man of America to grow food, close our backs, shelter us from out of doors. We cannot hope to find jobs for ourselves in America with an ever-increasing population of the so-called American Negro. 20 million people today are absolutely, my people, are absolutely dependent upon America's government to support us. We are now 400 years from the time that we entered into America, our brother was brought here by the slave trader John Hawkins. And now today, America says that we are free and that we can go for ourselves. We would like to go for ourselves. We would like to make a try at doing something for self. This is exactly the base of all of my teaching. It is to unite my people, get them together, and start them on the road to doing something for themselves. We don't have factories here in America to give employment to our people. We don't have foreign land here to grow food for our people, which I'm also asking for. If we be given even a chance here to make food, grow food, do something in the way of supporting our own needs of getting something for ourselves to fill the needs of our people other than delaying the round, the doorstep of the white men of America begging for this. Because we don't see no chance in the cotton fields of the South anymore for our people. They have cotton pickers down there. It's a mechanical cotton picker. It's a machine. Picks the cotton. They have one to chop the cotton. Years ago, we used to do that. We don't have that kind of employment in the South anymore. All that we used to do for the white man of America in the way of labor, he now is able to do that for himself with his late modern machine. And what future do we have in America if we are going to depend on employment, a job, in the factories of the white man of America? And the bread line is the only alternative. If we are not employed, we have to go to the bread line and beg you to feed us. So this is a kind of a thing that we are ashamed of today, to be beggars and continue to beg after 100 years of so-called freedom. And I do think it's time for us, with the guidance of Almighty Allah, to do something for our own selves. We are not trying to teach our followers to take your place. We're not trying to teach our followers to overthrow your government. We're asking you to just to give us the chance to do something for ourselves. If you can make a way here for us to do something for ourselves by setting aside some of your own country for us to live in, to work for ourselves and make a way for ourselves as you are making a way for yourself and has made a way for yourself for the last over 500 years here in the Western Hemisphere, then that's fine. But if you will allow us to return to our own people, we more certainly will be glad to go, because that's where we came from, and that's the place that the Bible predicts that we will return. And if we are not allowed to return to our people, then give us a chance to live to ourselves in your own country, where that we will not be giving you any trouble. There are many of the whites does not like the darker people of America and does not want any association with them at all. We know that. We have learned that all our lives. We're not asking for absolutely social equality. We're not asking to be your equal because you own the country and you are rich, independent, and we are poor. And we are nothing but servants and underprivileged people. We have not been given equal justice with you, equal opportunity. So since that we are free, as you have said, we would like to exercise that freedom to ourselves. We are not wanted to make trouble with you. We don't want to tell you that we have as much right to sit beside you in your own restaurant and demand you to feed us there as you feed your own self. We only ask him for a chance to go and build a restaurant for our own self, as you have built for yourself. We're not asking you to get up out of your seat on your railway transportation, give it to us. We only ask him for a chance to go and build one for ourselves. We're not asking you to take us for your equal, because you can't take us for your equal. We're not your equal. You are absolutely free, independent people, and this honor of America and the cities, towns, and all the industries of America is yours. You build it. All the free, or rather, transportation that is in America is yours. We're not asking that we be taken as your equal there and demand you to give us equal respect, because we are not in position to demand such. But just give us a chance that we can go someplace, build for our own self, and leave yours alone, and stop the headache among you over the so-called American Negro trying to demand this and demand that of yours. We are not that group of people that is trying to do something of the kind. We are not that ignorant. We know we are not that smart yet. We are not able as yet with our own scholars and scientists, technicians, to build no such equal government as you have. But give us a chance to go somewhere and build one for ourselves. That's what we are asking. Because today we cannot get along in peace with you. Ever trouble all the time throughout the country between the white man and the so-called Negro. And it has been that for 400 years. So why should we trouble you longer? Why should we try to agree when we know we're not going to agree, because one is a slave and the other one is the master, and has been like that for 400 years. We don't own anything other than a chance to work for you. And when you have no work for us, then we must sit down and wait until that you make a job for us. But equal education, the freedom to enter your schools, your colleges, universities, and be graduated from those schools and colleges and universities will put the same idea in us and desire that you have in you. It will make us want to be equal in the same thing that you have, and give us the same chance that you have. An educated slave cannot be dealt with like an uneducated slave. When you educate a man and teach him what you know, then he desires that you recognize him as your equal. And that's what is fast coming to you in America. You are given us an education, and now we want just what you have. We want the country for our people. We want the same thing that goes for a civilization as you have. And that's all we are asking for now today is that particular chance. If we are free, then let us go and don't hinder us from trying to go. That is the thing that we are asking today. And America's here today. For the last 30 years, I have been teaching my people Islam, the religion of God and his prophet, and the natural religion of the black man. And I'm being hindered, prosecuted for the last 29 years. We have been prosecuted for this cause under other false charges, but absolutely just because we want to be Muslim. I was put in prison. I was not allowed to have the Holy Quran in jail, nor even in the federal penitentiary. It was not allowed. Though all other religious prisoners of faith was permitted to have their own religious books, read them at will, and study their religion in prison. But we were not. And up until this very hour, the federal penitentiary, the local prison jails will not permit us to have our own holy book to read. This is a proof that Americans actually don't want the so-called American Negro to go back to Islam, where he absolutely came from. All the, before ever he was brought to America, he were in Islam. Islam overran Africa long time before ever we was brought here. And it is Africa's desire today to return to Islam, and it's our desire here in America, the followers of mine, to go back to the religion of Islam, a religion that will give us absolutely freedom, justice, and equality, and brotherly love throughout the Islamic world. It is a religion that came with God. It is the very nature of God. It is the very nature of any righteous person. The religion Islam, their name means entire submission to the will of God. And if a man is to be righteous, if he's professing himself to be the servant of God and he's not willing to submit to the will of God, then he's not a man that is trying to serve God. This is the religion that we desire to go back to because it is our very nature. And therefore, we are asking for that privilege. And the prison houses today, my followers is being mistreated. They are being denied the freedom to read their own holy Quran or to practice their religion. And I don't see how Americans can justify herself in declaring the freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and is suppressing it all the time among the so-called American Negroes who would like to return to their own religion, which is Islam. As you know, out here in California, Folsom Prison, we were charged out there with creating a route out there. Now, as you know, the Attorney General has cleared us of that charge, as many other false charges that have been made against us in New York, there in the UN. Some group, other than our own, started trouble there, fist fighting. As soon as it was started, the chief of police in New York hurried over and told the speaker that we was the one. It was Elijah's followers. If you give us the credit for actually what we have and what we are, for the last 30 years, you will find Elijah have never taught his followers to create any disturbance or make any violence anywhere in America. I have lived among you all my life for 63 years. I don't have any such charge to my own account, nowhere in America. Today, I travel all over America. I travel alone because I don't have no right to be afraid of anything because I have not committed any wrong and I don't seek to do any. And these charges, I hope that you will stop putting against me and my followers. We're not guilty of them. And it is not our aim to try to teach our people. I would like to clarify some of the charges that have been made against my followers and myself. In the various presses, news items, we are being charged with preaching, teaching black supremacy. In fact, about it, we are being called black Muslims. I don't know how that name got around to us, because all Muslims are not really all black. We have some other than black. But we have been charged with teaching black supremacy. I don't know exactly what the people that is making this charge against us really mean. Whether they mean that we are teaching that the black man will rule after the white man, or whether they are using this kind of charge against us to make it appear that we want to do something of the nature of violence in America against the government. If they are referring to who shall rule after the white man rule, I think that's clear to you and I, who shall rule after the white man. There is no alternative about that. We don't have another white race to rule. If the white race rule will terminate, we don't have any other to rule. But darker people of the earth. So I would like that this be made clear. We are not teaching that kind of teachings in that sense. Really, we are teaching that Islam will rule, the righteous people will rule after this wicked world rule has terminated. That is really what we are teaching. And we are not teaching the overthrow of the government or any government. Really, I have been missioned to teach my people in America the religion of Islam and the knowledge of themselves and others. And with the knowledge of themselves and others, they make a better citizen in America and elsewhere than they have been without the knowledge of themselves. Maintain again that I'm teaching them to clean up themselves morally and spiritually, to make themselves acceptable by their own people and by any civilized people. We are not trying to do anything in the way of violence, allying ourselves on the side of those who would be safe. The thing that we are trying to do is trying to make ourselves a better people than we have been made. And this has caused a lot of misunderstanding and willfully charges of unproven that I am trying to teach my people to join any forces against America, or rather any enemies of America. We have not joined up with any forces that is the enemies of America. We are absolutely a little group of our own selves, under the guidance of Almighty Allah, trying to make ourselves a better people. We desire separation. We desire a chance to go for ourselves as any other nation. We think that we have served America well for the past 400 years, and we would like to have the chance to do something for ourselves. We cannot forever live in America, 20 million people, and depend on the white man of America to grow food, close our backs, shelter us from out of doors. We cannot hope to find jobs for ourselves in America with an ever-increasing population of the so-called American Negro. 20 million people today are absolutely, my people, are absolutely dependent upon America. Government to support us. We are now 400 years from the time that we entered into America, or rather was brought here, by the slave trader John Hawkins. And now today, America says that we are free and that we can go for ourselves. We would like to go for ourselves. We would like to make a try at doing something for self. This is exactly the base of all of my teaching. It is to unite my people, get them together, and start them on the road to doing something for themselves. We don't have factories here in America to give employment to our people. We don't have foreign land here to grow food for our people, which I'm also asking for. If we be given even a chance here to make food, grow food, do something in the way of supporting our own needs of getting something for ourselves to fill the needs of our people other than the lane, the round, the doorstep of the white men, our America's begging for this. Because we don't see no chance in the cotton fields of the South anymore for our people. They have cotton pickers down there. It's a mechanical cotton picker. It's a machine. Picks the cotton. They have one to chop the cotton. Years ago, we used to do that. We don't have that kind of employment in the South anymore. All that we used to do for the white man of America in the way of labor, he now is able to do that for himself with his late modern machine. And what future do we have in America if we are going to depend on employment, a job, in the factories of the white man of America? And the bread line is the only alternative. If we are not employed, we have to go to the bread line and beg you to feed us. So this is a kind of a thing that we are ashamed of today, to be beggars and continue to beg after 100 years of so-called freedom. And I do think it's time for us, with the guidance of Almighty Allah, to do something for our own self. We are not trying to teach our followers to take your place. We're not trying to teach our followers to overthrow your government. We're asking you to just to give us the chance to do something for ourselves. If you can make a way here for us to do something for ourselves by setting aside some of your own country for us to live in, to work for our own selves and make a way for ourselves, as you are making a way for yourself and has made a way for yourself for the last over 500 years here in the Western Hemisphere, then that's fine. But if you will allow us to return to our own people, we more certainly will be glad to go, because that's where we came from, and that's the place that the Bible predicts that we will return. And if we are not allowed to return to our people, then give us a chance to live to ourselves in your own country, where that we will not be giving you any trouble. There are many of the whites does not like the darker people of America and does not want any association with them at all. We know that. We have learned that all our lives. We're not asking for absolutely social equality. We're not asking to be your equal, because you own the country and you are rich, independent, and we are poor. And we are nothing but servants and underprivileged people. We have not been given equal justice with you, equal opportunity. So since that we are free, as you have said, we would like to exercise that freedom to ourselves. We are not wanted to make trouble with you. We don't want to tell you that we have as much right to sit beside you in your own restaurant and demand you to feed us there as you feed your own self. We only ask him for a chance to go and build a restaurant for our own self, as you have built for yourself. We're not asking you to get up out of your seat on your railway transportation. Give it to us. We're only asking for a chance to go and build one for ourselves. We're not asking you to pick us for your equal, because you can't pick us for your equal. We're not your equal. You are absolutely free, independent people. and this honor of America, and the cities, towns, and all the industries of America is yours. You build it. All the freight, or rather transportation, that is in America is yours. We're not asking that we be taken as your equal there and demand you to give us equal respect, because we are not in position to demand such. But just give us a chance that we can go someplace, build for our own self, and leave yours alone, and stop the headache among you over the so-called American Negro trying to demand this and demand that of yours. We are not that group of people that is trying to do something of the kind. We are not that ignorant. We know we are not smart yet. We are not able as yet with our own scholars and scientists, technicians, to build no such equal government as you have, but give us a chance to go somewhere and build one for ourselves. That's what we are asking, because today we cannot get along in peace with you. Ever trouble all the time throughout the country between the white man and the so-called Negro. And it has been that for 400 years. So why should we trouble you longer? Why should we try to agree when we know we're not going to agree, because one is a slave and the other one is the master, and has been like that for 400 years. We don't own anything other than a chance to work for you. And when you have no work for us, then we must sit down and wait until that you make a job for us. But equal education, the freedom to enter your schools, your colleges, universities, and be graduated from those schools and colleges and universities, will put the same idea in us and desire that you have in you. It will make us want to be equal in the same thing that you have, and give us the same chance that you have. An educated slave cannot be dealt with like an uneducated slave. When you educate a